eternal Father. We thank you once again for this privilege, O God, and the honor that we have once again to darken the church door, O God. Thank you for your grace that kept each and every one of us safe and secure since Sunday when we gather physically here, O God. Thank you for your watchful eye upon each and every one of us, business people, workers, school children. Thank you for your protection. Thank you for your provision, O God. Thank you for grace and mercy that we enjoy diverse ways and diverse measure. We say, blessed be your name in the name of Jesus Christ. We bow our head at this hour, Lord, and we ask of your mercy, O God. We ask of your grace. We ask that your blood we atone for each and every one of us. Lord, from the pulpit to the pew, may you meet with each and every one of us, O God. Meet us at the point of our need, O God. No doubt, Father, something has brought your children, O God, here tonight. Lord, we have not just come to warm the bench, O God, or to see one another. We have come to meet with you, O God. May you revive us again, O God. Reconcile us back, O God, to perfect fellowship, O God. Help the preacher, O God. Take me out of the way, Father. And Lord, may you speak to every heart, O God. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, O God, may you bless the gathering of the saints. When the hour of prayer will come, Father, help us, anoint us to pray as become a saint, O God, and give us the faith to believe our prayers. Thank you, eternal Father. Souls that might still be on their way, O God, to the church, may you hasten their coming, O God. Those that might would not be here, O God, on one account or the other, Lord, and maybe are connected, Lord, may you also visit them. At the end of the service, may we have cause to thank you. Blessed be your holy name. Jesus Christ's name, we are praying. Amen. God bless you. Good evening, church. Welcome to midweek service. Without wasting much of our time, let's turn to the book of St. Luke, chapter 7. We read from verse 36, a very familiar part of the scripture. And I think the song leader did justice to the preaching. Amen. Luke chapter 7, verse 36. Read. Said, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, which was a sinner. When she knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment and stood at his feet behind him, weeping, and began to wash his feet with tears, and did wipe them with the hairs of her head, and kissed his feet, and anointed them with the ointment. Now when the Pharisees which are bidding him saw it, he spake within himself, saying, this man, if he were a prophet, would have known who and what manner of woman this is that touched him, for she is a sinner. And Jesus answering said unto him, Simon, I have somewhat to say unto thee. And he said, Master, say on. Said, There was a certain creditor which had two debtors. The one owed 500 pence, and the other 50. And when they had nothing to pay, he frankly forgave them both. Tell me, therefore, which of them will love him most? Simon answered and said, I suppose that he to whom he forgave most. And he said unto him, Thou hast rightly judged. And he turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thy house. Thou givest me no water for my feet, but she hath washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou givest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came in, hath not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, But this woman had anointed my feet with ointment. Wherefore I say unto thee, her sins, which are many, are forgiven. For she loved much, but to whom little is forgiven, the same loveth little. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven. And they that sat at meat with him began to say within themselves, who is this that forgiveth sins also? And he said to the woman, thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace. And may the Lord Jesus bless the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our heart tonight in Jesus' name. You can please be seated. God bless you. For the little time that we have, I want to take this reference from these two messages that the prophet preached, but I give the message a text that I tied to. I think I had the associate pastor had taken it some time ago, but it just came to my mind that we should fellowship around it again tonight. A lost opportunity. Amen. And from that text that we read, you could just see the whole lot of character in there. Amen. Now, if you look at verse 36, the prophet only read verse 36 when he was preaching this message, which he titled, The Worst Sinner in the City. And for us that are familiar, Bible students and message readers that are familiar with the message, you know that he preached a series of this text in the message on Welcome Christ. Amen. Now, the prophet in those messages talked about a whole lot of character. He talked about the Pharisee, who was Simon. He talked about the messenger, amen, the Korean man. And he talked about the woman, this sinner woman. And he talked about the other group, you know, people that were there, you know, watching, as we read in verse 49. Who is this man? Amen. Now, from the message, I'll start from that's one, preach 1956-02-18. That's the worst sinner in the city. And paragraph 4. Brother Bram said, now, there seemed to be something wrong. And I want us all to just pay attention. Bram said, this is not just exactly right. Why would a Pharisee ask Jesus to come eat with him? Amen. Now, let me just pause there. And I don't know if our brother can flash quickly the message, the Unwelcome Christ. Preach 1955-10-02. Let's see what the prophet talked about a Pharisee. Who is a Pharisee? Amen. May God help each and every one of us. Satan is so bad. See, but to so much, you know, bringing this tonight. One thing that I see is always after we the Christian, you know. It's just always after us. Now, Brother say, but you could, you see, what could this Pharisee want with Jesus? Now, I'm reading from the Unwelcome Christ. Brother said, he hated Jesus. And why was he asking Jesus to come eat with him? And there are people like that. You see, this Pharisee, he didn't like Jesus. They didn't believe in him. And they hated him. And why would the Pharisee ask Jesus to come eat with him? You know, and that is the part, like I was telling someone. I said, I know when somebody like me, somebody loved me, and somebody hates me. I'm flesh and blood. I know. But I thank God for certain grace that God has given to me. I know when you love me, when you don't love me, I just choose to love you. It's a choice. As the prophet told us, that is a choice. It's a choice. You can choose to pay evil for evil or pay good for evil. When you know this person, Baba says, if he has the opportunity, he will kill you. But you just know, you just keep on loving him. You know that people, those persons are speaking bad about you. But rather than hating them, you just love them anyhow. May I just stop and say something? You know, it's very hard sometimes for the ministers where they labor so much for the people and they just hear somebody say like this. If God does not help the preacher, he can knock the man off and the man will get depressed. Oh, sure. Yeah. A good example is Jesus Christ. Look at Jesus. He came about. Did he carry somebody's wife?
Maybe perhaps because they saw him, like I was telling his sister, somebody said, now I see Brother Joseph with another woman. I did not find out who that woman is. And you just go and start running bad news. What do you think you are doing? You have carried knife and you have finished me. You are not clear about the thing. Come and ask me. Oh, you go and carry. And if God does not help my wife hears something like that, it can scatter a home. Oh, yes. I don't know why. You know, I was going to help me. I don't know how to. We just have to bring it in there. Now, look at Jesus. Jesus went to sit with a adult woman. If you permit me to put it that way. And people are like, what is this man doing with this kind of a woman? Now, let us watch this characteristics of a Pharisee. Pharisee, he did not look at himself. He looked at another fellow and said, he's a sinner. Didn't the Bible say, before you begin to judge someone else, remove the one first in your heart? And that is, the Bible said, that is too much of we human beings. That's what we do. We just want to pass the ball on the next fellow and run him out. We don't even want to look at ourselves. May God have mercy upon us. Now let me just, you know, just get it. But the Bible said, you see, the man, the Pharisee, he didn't like Jesus. And so also they wouldn't like the sons and daughter of Christ, you know. They didn't believe in him. No matter what he said, no matter what they preach, they don't believe it. He says, is it not this man? He's a deceiver. Are we sure that it's not? You think everybody is like you? It's a lie. They didn't believe him. They hated him. And why would the Pharisee ask Jesus to come eat with him? You don't like me. Then why are you inviting me? Leave me alone. But even Jesus knows. He knows. And he will not turn them down. Now, Baba said, there is just something wrong somewhere. They just don't cooperate together, you know? And when the Pharisee hated him so bad, and here one of the chief Pharisees asking him to come eat dinner with him. Come to one of a great banquet he's going to have and eat with him. Now, there's too much difference there, you know? That's the way it is. People usually, they hang around together. Why? They have fellowship with each other. Is that correct? Sure. And when they got things in common, if you got things in common, like a little child, you know, they play with each other, they have things in common. Amen. Now, Brother Bam said, the Bible speaks of that. Isaiah said, little children, you know, playing in the street. The prophet was just trying to use, you know, the illustration. Just take it down now. He said, and when you see a little, like a little girl hanging, you know, around with grandma, there is something wrong somewhere. Are you there? Now, see my own daughter. Let me use my own people as a reference. You see my own daughter, just 5-1 grandma here in the church, and is just always loving to be around that woman. But I said there is something wrong somewhere. Ordinarily, it's not supposed to be like that. You see that the woman has sweet inside her bag that is always given to her every service time. I know people like that in the church that once my children finish morning service like this, they are looking for those people. They will buy ice cream. Yeah. There's something wrong. You know, Baba said, check it. Or it is just something that the girl is after. Amen. Now, when you see a little girl hanging around with grandma, there is just, you know, too much difference in their age, you know. And there is something wrong. It's either she is grandma's pet. Maybe grandma might have a sack of candy in her pocket. Oh, sure. You see, you might, you know, so might be some reason there is some motive that little girl is hanging around with grandma because there is too much difference in their age. Oh, sure. The prophet was trying to draw it to this Pharisee with Jesus. Amen. Now, brother said, young people have things in common. Old people are like, just imagine me now sitting with our dear pastor. And we cannot, we are not in the same frequency. No matter how, he's far, far ahead of me. Yes, we can discuss. I don't mean that, I mean we can discuss. But when you mean talk in that age group, like, I will never understand why. I might just try to understand, but I can never understand. But let somebody around that age bracket they will flow very well. That's what the prophet is trying to say. Amen. You know, people around, you know, Rabban said, you see, they associate together and they have things in common. And the middle age have things in common. That's why even in the church, we have children class. The prophet knows why he put those things like that. No matter how we preach in this general church, a child of 4 years, 5 years, 6 years, there are some things that is hard for them to understand. That's why the prophet said, allow them to come to Sunday school. When the mama there that understand children, that love them, they know how to place the thing. Amen. That the daddy sometimes cannot know how to place. Amen. That's why mothers also, you have your place. Amen. And we have the adolescent class. You take them gradual like that, until they come to the adult class. Now, that's what the prophet was trying to say. Children, you know, they have their group. It's just like you look at the church now. Look at Saturday. If you watch them, if you're someone that watch very well, like those ones that used to come and sing, watch them. I don't want to call one of them. Okay, let me call one of the group. Look at Jude's group. You see, he's a color one. He's just the only man in the... Check it. There is something wrong there. But when you try to understand, you will see that they are all in the same age bracket. They understand themselves. Now, you want to go and scatter that group, you cause problem for them. You say, why is it the only man there? You cause problem. There is something that is putting them together. They understand themselves. Now, I'm just trying to use that to get. Now, Baba say, take it down, my brother. As mother used to say, the old proverb, birds of a feather flock together. There is a lot, a whole lot to that. Do you know that? And that is why you all are here tonight. That is why we have gathered tonight. We've got things in common. Is that right? That is why you are not out to the roadhouses and picture shows tonight.
Oh, sure.
As we are gathered here tonight, may God help us. Many evils that happen in the town, that happen in the country. Sometimes if you are exposed to certain things, you just see and you say, what? Is this thing happening? Yes. As we are gathered here tonight, some people are gathered planning how they will kill somebody. I carried someone a few days ago and they were telling me the driver of the woman is a cultist. And then I just shook my head. While I was driving, I was even shaking, saying, what kind of people is this? Because you don't know who the next fellow is. This boy a cultist? Even the woman said she trusted everything to God, only to come to police station, and she's saying another thing. May God help us. People of the same feather, you know, they find themselves and they, you know, they move. Now, let me just get through because of this time. Rabbi said, you come here to the church of God tonight, and we've got things in common. We like to talk over things and have fellowship one with another. We all believe in the same thing, is that right? And we got the same purpose. And that is why all these ministers are sitting around the air and so forth. And that is why that spirit is moving among us like it is. You know, we have things in common. Amen. Now, Rabbi said, Jesus knew. Okay, let me just go down. Who is this Pharisee? Now, paragraph 10. My brother, just take it to paragraph 10. Rabbi said, but something is wrong with the picture when this Pharisee now, to my opinion, the crew is trying to bring Jesus down there to have he wanted fellowship with him, but there is something wrong and it just won't work. Are you there? The first thing you know, what Pharisee means, wow. The Pharisee means actor. The Greek word of the Pharisee means an actor. Somebody who acts. The unwelcome Christ. Somebody who has, you know, put on, you know, American is so full of that. Actors. I preach in Los Angeles. My next meeting is down in Los Angeles. And I noticed there, you take the people, the screen people there, the movies and so forth, they are before the camera so much. See, they are acting like somebody else. Impersonating somebody. And they do so much of it before the camera. See, when they get on the street, they are still actors. Like some of our children, you just see there sometimes, no music is played, but you just see some people just doing somehow on the street. It is what they have been influenced by. You know, that is not only in Hollywood. That is in Chicago too. You just look at television and movies and things like that, And then you try to act like that. You Pharisee, quit acting that. It is not right. You shouldn't be that. I don't like that stuff. I like to be original. Don't you? Just be yourself. Amen. Now, these are the words of the prophet. Just what? Be yourself. Don't want to be like the next fellow. Don't want to be like me. I'm a mortal man. Amen. Christ is our example. Now, let's come back to the message, the worst sinner in the city. Paragraph 5. Baba says, now, what could this man be wanting to look for in Christ when he invited him? If I go reading this code, we'll take the time. Baba says, he invited him, you know. And being that he's a big man, he had the money to pay courier service. Amen. Of course, because the kind of person they have been hearing Jesus is, it's a man that is pulling crowd, you know, it's a miracle worker. And he wanted just to make fun of him. Because why? He's an unbeliever. That's why I read that message on Welcome Christ. To see who a Pharisee is, it's an actor. He was just trying to show Christ that he loved him, but he never loved him one bit. And there are people like that today. Perhaps we got a lot of people like that. May God help us. And he invited Christ. When he was inviting, he sent this courier man, which is where I put the text tonight, a lost opportunity. He sent the courier man with the letter, with the invitation. Perhaps maybe Christ was having a crusade. Maybe he was having a revival that day. And this courier man, all his interests were just to go and deliver that message. He didn't even care to open and read what is inside. But there are people like that. They are not interested, but they are busy with just something else. They are just busy, but it's not the main thing. You're not even thinking about yourself. But there are people like that. All they are busy about is religious activity. Never rush to come to church. It is fine. Nothing against it. Never rush. Nothing against it. Just be sure you are sincere in what you are doing. Amen. Because what good will it do us? Just like the message Baba preached on Sunday. I ponder on it so well. Wedding supper. You know, sometimes there's a message when you listen to it, just look as if you never had it before. And I begin to think, when they asked that man, how did you get in here? Kulesu okoko. That statement alone, it got me thinking. He could not say anything. Maybe you need to just go back and ponder on some things. They call him friend. Jesus didn't even call him actor. He didn't say Pharisee. He didn't say unbeliever. Jesus is a very good man. Honestly, and that's the word, like I used to say, the preachers are like that. They try just, you know, they want to make the people comfortable. But many times, the people don't want to make the preacher comfortable. You know that this man is trying his best. You know he's doing everything. But still, you will speak evil about him. And you hate him. You still invite him. Pastor, what name him? You're a Pharisee. May God forgive you. You know that you don't love pastor. But because you want to make fun. You know you don't believe this our message. And you call us. Oh, yeah, come, pastor. You are making fun of me. You are just making fun of the preacher. It's too bad. May God help us. Now let's come back to our text. This Pharisee, Korea fellow. Ramsey was just interested about his master's job. And he was rushing. Before the service closed, let me get in there and give them. Maybe some people like that. That is all you're interested in. Let me rush in here and bring my prayer request. But you didn't even take the thought. As I'm rushing in to give my prayer request, which is good, it's not bad. Let me rush in to meet the main man. And that man is in every service. So, amen. He's in every service. He comes to every gathering. At least if you don't even have one that they told us, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'll be there. At least we have things in common as we read the background. There's something that gathered us here. We all believe the message. We are all following someone. Amen. And there is something that will have brought us here. Amen. Now we all come here and we forget the main person that we are coming to. We just want to shake the pastor, which is okay. Nothing bad in it. I want to write my name. There's nothing bad in it. I want to register that Nami Glen Chair today. There's nothing bad in it. Every of those things are good. Brent, don't forget the main thing. Don't miss the main man. Remember, that is the attitude of many people, like that man. He got in that gathering. Of course, you know, wherever Jesus is, there are crowds. But perhaps maybe, you know, the apostles, they are the last protocol that this man will meet. He tried to beat all the other protocol. He beat the large crowd. He beat the lame people. He beat the old people blind, because when Jesus is a miracle worker, every manner of persons will be there, just as we had in that message, you know, wedding supper. Hot, blind, lame, he beat all those people. Finally, he's almost getting to where Jesus is. And maybe all the apostles will block him. Hey, come here, where are you going to? He said, I want to see your God. What do you want to see for? I have a message for him. Let me just see. Calm down, calm down. Who sent you here? He said, my God. You don't know my God? Simon the Pharisee, you don't know him? The biggest Pharisee in the town, you don't know him? Maybe Baba mentioned so state, in so city. You don't know him? I don't know him. Okay, what is it for? Okay. He said, let me deliver it to him. You know those kind of people, they are not patient. They won't allow you to collect their message. Their message is the main person. You want to be sure when it goes back to his guy. His guy says, are you sure? Wait, oh, tell what long? Are you sure that when you got there, you gave Jesus, now Jesus used the hand to let him say yes. He made sure he delivered the message to dust. The Bible said, and where? You know, maybe Peter or whoever of them, the apostles, say, okay, let us talk to him that there's someone here. And they say, Jesus, there's a fellow here that is just in the haste to deliver something to you. Of course, Jesus, the Bible said, you know, he knows all things. He must have seen all the way how the guy traveled. Baba said, slept 2 days on the road, think of it, just to deliver that invitation. And yet, he missed the person of eternal life. That's the worst of it. He lost that opportunity. Baba said, and he came, he gave him the letter, and Jesus looked at the man. He turned his back. Back! Another 2 or 3 days journey. This is the person of eternal life. Even if your God, they talk bad, you got the opportunity. You didn't even care for. As you see and they preach, you don't even care for. Make us sit there and listen to what they preach. Like, let me ridicule him. The gave the letter, he turned his back off. It began to go. What an opportunity. And here was this sinner woman. I know the time I saw. God helping us, will continue wherever we stop. Here was this sinner woman. Remember, the act of Simon was to ridicule Jesus. He didn't invite him because he loved him, or he just want to just make him feel good. No! The reason why he invited him is to make fun of him. That was why. Remember, said, when Christ got there, nobody pay attention to him, even from the entrance. As the big man, they have their protocol, they put the foot wash flunky, as Brabant said, in the orient. He said, and I know those things have not changed. They have their protocol, as you are entering, they will tell you off your shoe, because that time they didn't have cars like we have today. Dusty feet, somebody is there to wash it. Brabant said, how did Jesus pass there? That one girl, he missed Jesus. There is something wrong there. That's where you begin to be checking. This man, he had a motive. Jesus passed that one. Pass the next door. Pass all the next protocol. The one that is supposed to give him towel. The one that is supposed to change his standard. Give him perfume. All those people, they don't see him. Something is wrong somewhere. This man had a motive. But still, Jesus did not come back. He kept going. And he just entered and sit quietly. Then he knew that that woman would come. The woman came. See that woman. And Jesus began to, you know, give her audience. Then Simon Pharisee, he see the woman, he said, I don't want to use vulgar word here. He said, this man, is a prophet. If he were a prophet, he should know the kind of woman that is touching him. And that is how some people say. He called himself a pastor. He did not know the kind of person they associate with. you hear some kind of thing sometimes from church member. People that pastor labor and pray for. Pastor as spiritual as he is. You should know that that sister is a sinner. You check yourself. The sinner is a sister. Okay, let me ask you, who are you? Because God gave that one audience. You want to finish the person. May God have mercy upon us. But Bible said there are people like that today. Pharisees, actor. You are trying to be something that you are not. At least this one knows that she's a sinner. And she wants to come out from being a sinner. You, who are you? Are you a saint? That's the question. Like I said, the preaching of Sunday, it got me thinking. May God help us. Let's think about it. That how did you enter here? You don't have the wedding garment. And the wedding garment today, we know what it is. It's the Holy Ghost baptism. Think of it, brother, sister, why we bow our head. How did you enter here? Papa said, birds of a feather, they flock together. If we say we are believers, we love ourselves, we love Christ. Remember, church is a place for everyone. Leave the other man. Whatever the next fellow is doing, it's up to him and God. God bless you, sir. Whether you call him a sinner, whether you call him a drunkard, whatever you call him, leave the person and go. If you cannot help the person, as the prophet said, don't talk evil. And there are people like that. But let's just leave that alone. The lost opportunity. Many people, they have the opportunity to come face to face with Christ. Just as we have given, we have been given that opportunity tonight again. And I tell you, many people might miss it. Because you say, what is this brother saying? Why would they waste the time? But people forget the main thing that brings us to church. And you are looking at another thing. Why would the preacher preach like that? Why would the preacher take time? It takes too much time in preaching. Why did he do this? Why did he do that? Why did he do this? You just find fault in so many things. Look at yourself, brother, sister. Let me examine myself. Let Christ deal with me. Don't follow people. Don't follow group. If your God is in the wrong, you better leave your God. Don't be like that Korean man. Don't be like the full watch flunky. Papa said, every one of them, how did they miss Christ? They had the opportunity, but they lost it. But this woman, she saw Jesus Christ in that house of Simon. And she said, I will not miss it. May I be like that tonight? Why on others you are calling, Lord, don't pass me by. The woman had been hearing many things about Jesus. And Jesus called, said, Simon, come here. I have something to tell you. I have been in this your house how many hours? And I know you know I'm here. You didn't even pay attention to me. And there are people like that. That's why I say there are people that they ridicule the ministers. And you know yourself. But you will be showing a kind of, you know, that you love the fellow. But you know it's not so. May God help us. May we not miss the opportunity of meeting Christ. May we not spend so much time just thinking about the next fellow, talking so much about the next fellow, not even minding ourselves. Remember, this race is an individual affair. It's every man and God. Like I was telling somebody, hey, that's what I'm praying. God help me. My wife is there. Yes, I'm my husband, but I pray God help each and every one of us. If she's not understanding the way I'm trying to place it, it's not the time to fight. You pray for her. If I'm also not understanding, let her pray for me. If you are like that, pray for one another. Don't fight with the next fellow. Be patient with the fellow. And because of little flimsy things, you just run the next man. No, that's not the attitude of Christ. Christ should have run out Simon, but he know the heart of Simon. He know Simon ate him. How many of us will be like that? You know the man ate you. You know the woman ate you. But you are still giving them a long rope. Let them tie themselves very well.
You are the bad person that they always see. Yes, accept it. Say, yes, I'm the bad person. You take it. Take the blame. I know it's not easy, brother, sister. But let Christ give you the grace. That's why we are here. They say I am this. They say I am that. How many things did they say about Jesus? They say he's a Beelzebub, chief of the devil. He said, I don't want to use the word prophet. You know, many things they talk. Or put it the way as they call street language today, as Brother Bram say, that he's a man that walk among sinners, sinful people. He doesn't should being a prophet, he should know who is holy, he should know who is But remember that he came for everyone. Everyone has the opportunity to meet him. Yes. It is not only you, it is not only me. But I'm saying, if the adult out there will get the same grace that I have, she might be better off than me. She might be better off than you. If the drunken man will have the same opportunity that I have, that you have. But many of us, how are we using the opportunity? We don't even value it. We don't even respect it. And that's why it shows in our attitude. It shows in our relationship. As we said sometimes to God's servants. That's why people are not even, they are not even careful. They just talk anyhow. May God have mercy upon us. This is another opportunity again that we confess our faults before God. As the prophet said, the house of God is the house of correction. We look at ourselves. Let me look at myself. It is not now me looking at you or you looking at me. Let every man look at himself in the mirror of God's word. As Pastor will always say, if me as a husband, I go in front of the mirror, I will not see my wife. If I see my wife, something is wrong with my mirror. Let me change my mirror. If you are seeing your husband as a wife, something is wrong with that mirror. Change it. When the mirror of God, you should not see another person. You should see yourself. Say, God, I want you tonight. Help me to see myself the way you see me. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I don't want to be an actor. Something that I'm not. Why will I want to be like that? I know I'm a sinner, but I come before the people of God and live like a saint. No. Enough of that. Brother Bram say, quit that. Quit acting. If I am not up to a thing, I want to accept that I am not up to that. Lord, help me. I know that my prayer life is not strong enough. I have seen myself in the mirror of your way. Certain examination, certain tests you have given me. Maybe I have failed. This is the time to come back and reconcile yourself. This is not the time to begin to look at the fault of another person. It is myself. It is me. Like a song that we used to sing. Even me. Even me. Let your mercy. How do we sing it? Let your mercy fall on me. Let your grace fall on me tonight. That should be our song tonight. That should be our cry. That should be our prayer. It is me, Lord, standing in the midst of prayer. Not my brother. Not my sister. Not my father. It is me, Lord. It is me. I want you to deal with me. I don't want to be a Pharisee. I don't want to be like that man that we had on Sunday. He didn't have the wedding garments. Let us ponder on these things, brethren. As the prophet said, we come to church and we act and we behave like Christians. But when we go out, we are living like devils. That is who a Pharisee is. If there are people like that, you are not different from Simon. But this is another opportunity for you tonight again as we've come to church. That God, this is who I am. I am a sinner, help me. I am a backbiter, help me. I don't like it, deliver me. Yes, you have to get like that if you really want God to take it. Except if you love the Spirit. I am a fornicator. I want you to take it away from me. Maybe I am an adulterer. I want you to take it away from me. as we had also on Sunday. Remember, it is not until when you go into the heart physically, just as we had in the Sunday school, just in your heart, you begin to imagine and you are lusting after a woman. Remember, that's what Christ told us in the book of Matthew. You begin to lust. It is both sides, both man and woman. You begin to lust and you have explained the thing. It is just as good you have done it. That's what the Bible says. It is not the words of the preacher. It's the word of Christ. He said you are an adulterer. As a married man. As a young fellow. You have just committed the act of fornication. Because you finished everything in your heart. It's just that you didn't have the opportunity maybe to do it. Are there people like that tonight? That's the person that God is talking to. Quit that thing. Quit that sinful habit. It is always the target of Satan. Remember, as the prophet said, his target is not that one outside there. He has gotten those ones. His target is you. And he will want you to be comfortable because you come to church. Hey, coming to church is not good enough. Don't let Satan deceive you with that. Even me, preaching this one, is not good enough. Like I cry to God, help me. I don't want to preach and become a castaway. I don't want to be an angry. Walk on me, Lord. Let this message reflect in my life. If there are certain areas in my life that I'm sincere with myself, with God. God knows me, I know myself. No matter what the next fellow say, I know myself. That is why I will not get mad with whatever anybody say. Except I know I'm guilty of it. And if I'm guilty, I shouldn't get mad. I should acknowledge that I'm wrong and repent. That is the attitude of a man that loves God. That's why we're here tonight. While we have other personal requests, let us not miss the opportunity of eternal life. That is the main reason why Christ came. But as we had on Sunday, the very class, the very people that he came to, they rejected him. But that has always been the nature of man. Even Simon. He didn't be Christ's welcome. And Christ knew. But I don't want to be like that in the house of God. While you are having mercy upon others. Now, I think you can now understand, brother, sister, why it is very easy for a stranger outside to come in. I see now. But we that are here, as Baba was crying on Sunday, don't be comfortable that you are 40 years in the message and the message has not worked upon you. That's a bad one, though. 40 years and it has never had anything in my life. Lord, I don't want to be like that. Let me acknowledge that I'm a sinner. Yes, and say that is my position. Church, pastor, we pray for me. That to say I am a big brother or so and so, I am a minister, I'm a this, it will take us nowhere. I'm using the minister now so that you know that's the highest that we can look at. So that you know nobody is without excuse. So whatever position, whatever we might be, it means nothing. The main thing is, who am I? Who are you? Why will you hate the preacher? Why will you hate the word of God? You should know that something is wrong somewhere. As the prophet said, you hate the word of God, you hate the preacher, but you are now inviting them. Something is wrong. You know you are not deceiving yourself. As the prophet used to use that illustration, you can deceive some of the people some of the time, but you can't deceive all of the people all of the time. Yes. May God help me, may God help you. I don't want to be a Pharisee. If there is anything for me personally, I hate that word, Pharisee. Another word that I used to hear people say is hypocrite. I hate that one. Hey, Lord, I don't want it to be in my record. If there are certain things in my life, Lord, that will make me to be an hypocrite before your people, take it away. That's why I want to be what you want me to be. I don't want to be like, nobody is my standard. God, you are my standard. Yes, if I'm looking at some man as a mentor, yes. But when that man leaves Christ, I leave that man. That's the way we are taught. Don't follow multitude to do evil. Because this man is saying, this man is not in our carcass. We are not going to do with him again. And we all team up and say, yes, we'll not do with him. That's a wrong spirit. That's not the nature of Christ. You didn't even seek out. Why is he not doing with this fellow? What has the fellow done? But we just conclude it's so bad.
Why are heads bowed and no eyes are closed? Sorry, that's just to go the way it went tonight. If there are souls here, perhaps, that want to just make their way right before God, maybe you have been looking at another person and you have never just been careful enough just to let me look at myself. Maybe I'm even the one that is wrong, husband and wife. As husband, you have always been looking at your wife. My wife is the one that is wrong. My wife is the one that is wrong. What of you? Or you as wife, you have been looking at your husband. Your husband is the one, as the prophet said, when you point that finger, how many, I don't know, is it the prophet that used that illustration now? You point one finger, how many points back to you? Maybe I'm the one. And as I said, Baba said, many times, check it, the people that are in those categories, that are trying to rear something, they are many times the ones that are in the wrong. You are here tonight, you want God to help you because we're in His presence. He's the only one that can help us. Before we call the pastor to pray for us, you want God to help you to see yourself the way He is seeing you. Just as the teacher, Brother Umi, said on Sunday, I don't know how many of us ponder on those things. Sin is not the way we think sin is. Sin is the way God's word says sin is. If there are certain things in my life and God's word is against it, why am I arguing with the word of God? That is what, if the word of God says the way you are going is sinful, I should say, yes, God, I acknowledge, I repent. I should not argue with the word of God. I should not argue with the preacher. Remember, God's word will forever remain true. Every man's word will be a lie. Your judgment about the way you are categorizing sin, or you say whatever you are doing, is not going to stand before this word of God if it's against it. If the word of God says it's wrong, it is best for you to say, God, help me. If I'm still finding it hard, give me the grace. You are here tonight, you want to be remembered. And maybe it's for a loved one. You want to stand in the gap for someone. While all heads are bowed and all eyes are closed, we request Pastor to pray for us, please.
Blessed Heavenly Father, we thank you tonight for another opportunity to be in the house and before your word. A prophet said, we come to your house to check up with our soul salvation. Lord Jesus, as your word has gone forth, it has gone forth in simplicity and yet in power and a demonstration of your spirit. You have spoken to us a doctrine, a rebuke, a correction, an instruction unto righteousness. Father, we are looking unto you, presenting ourselves unto you that you might be a help to each and every one of us. Some of your children are on the altar. So the brother, whatsoever that it is, that is their desire, as a request, may you meet them at the point of their needs. In the name of Jesus Christ. There are those who come, and yet the word has spoken unto them, right there in the audience. Don't pass any of us by law. Meet us at the point of our needs, that you might make us to be what you want us to be. We cannot help ourselves. You are the only one that is our helper. That is why we have come. Thank you, Father. May the things that we have heard, a simple admonition, O God, may you not condemn any of us on the day of judgment, but rather may prepare us and make us ready to be among the saints shall escape that day, O God of judgment. Thank you, Father. Bless your servant and replenish him for the virtue that has led him. Also, we go into prayers. We pray you inspire all of us to pray and become a saint, Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' most wonderful name, we pray. Amen.
While we are still in prayer, let's please listen to this request and pray over them.
Shall we pray? Our Father, we thank you very much for the opportunity to be in your house this evening for this midweek service. We want to thank you for every aspect of the service, from the worship service, Lord, to the preaching of your word. We are grateful unto you for the blessings that we have received. We thank you for the hour of prayer, personal requests, and the ones that were from the slide that we committed into your hand. No doubt, individual of us also have requests that we have laid at your feet. You have told us in your word that whatsoever we have need, when we ask in prayer, we should believe that we have received them. You said, then shall we have them. Give us such faith, dear Master. Lord, it's very simple to, Lord, to follow your program as long as we hold you at your word. Take away doubt, take away unbelief. Help us to hold to your promises, because you that made those promises, you are always faithful. Lord, at your word, fulfill them, you stand by them. Every time you prove them to be the truth, when your children will take you at your word. Have your way, dear Father. Save your divine, those who are sick that have been prayed for. May your healing hand touch everyone, O God. Those who are unsaved, may you save them. The seekers of the Holy Ghost, may they be filled, Lord. We pray for the jobless that you make a way for them. We pray for the barren that they will rejoice, O God. Pray for the pregnant that they will have safe delivery. We pray for your protection upon travelers, dear God. Lord, the people outside the country, we pray that your presence will be with them. And may you always answer our prayers for them and theirs for us also. The nation is your hand. Be gracious unto us as a country and deliver us from every evil. Let your protection be upon us both day and night. Be with students. Be with workers, be with business people. May you prosper your people. Thank you, Eternal Father. Righteous God, the services of the week, Lord, the tape on Friday, see your hand, and if you are here by Sunday, may you guide us with your blessings again. Blessed be your wonderful name for hearing and for granting our petitions. Lord, very soon when we dismiss, we go back to our homes. You are the one that brought us safely, take us back home safely. Watch over everyone, O God. Whether we are trekking or we are going by vehicle, private or public, may your protection take us home safely. Give us a peaceful night rest, Lord. Thank you, Father. Your servant you have used to take the service, we pray you recall him, Lord, for the virtues that has left him. May you lift up the honor of his ministry. Thank you, righteous Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. So this is to remind the church that the burial of Pastor Jesu Junior and the father of Brother Jesu Nei is coming up this Saturday, 5th October 2024, at Akwanloju Village, Olodo area, Ibadan, between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. I believe an announcement was made on Sunday that those who intend to go to see the diggings, is that correct? Did people see you? All right. And those who still intend to, whatever, I'm sure they will want to give guidance and directions further. May the Lord be our help. The Lord bless you. Shall rise. Well, I spoke with Mama on Monday. That's the pastor's wife, and she sent her greetings once again. Pastor Adense also called and sent greetings. And Mama from Ekiti, Sister Adeyemidazi, Mama of her brother Jeremiah, she also sent greetings. And Brother Sasu in US, which I know is also the pastor that knows that one. It's one of the deacons in the church of our brother Miriam. God bless you. When I saw the cleansing fountain, 196, I think it is.